I'm afraid of the way Nora's looking at me, like I have a chance. But somehow, I manage to step out of my seat and get her to step out of her seat. I know exactly where to put my hands and where to put her body, and just like that, we are locked together in a moment, and it is, remarkably, the exact right thing for the moment to be. I am not used to this. I don't even notice when the music ends. I am so in my own music. But then the record scratches, the DJ bobbles, the moment crashes, the right turns wrong, Nora pushes me away and spits the word nice out at me, then runs to pee. I am not used to this either, but I expect it more. I watch as she goes. Tony with a Y, with an I, with an accent over the E, acts as her fairy godmother father, waving a Playboy bunny air freshener in the air to part the crowd around the ladies' L-A-Y-D-I-E-S room, as opposed to the laddies' room, which seems, from the exasperated looks of the people online, to be currently occupied by a tantric pair. The nuns on stage have now broken all of their habits and are parading around in sprigs of what I can only imagine is Edelweiss. I can see a lonely goat herd gawking from the front row. This should divert me, but my mind keeps returning to a simple, scary fact. I am liking Nora. I am liking the way she's friends with Playboy girl bunnies. I am liking the way she knows how to drive stick. I am liking that I have to earn her smiles and laughs. I am liking the way she kissed me. I am liking the way she seems to be able to get past the past. I could learn from that. I am liking that I can throw any kind of sentence at her without worrying it's too out there. I could easily start to obsess, or at least stress, about this, but luckily another diversion soon joins me at the table. It's Tony with a Y, with an I, with an accent over the E, dressed now as a priest. I mean, he's dressed as